The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, research carried out by vasectomy.ie has released some new insights into vasectomies and the attitudes to it in Ireland. I'm joined by Dr. Justin Kwong, who performs vasectomies at three clinics located in Dublin, Kilkenny and Galway, but Dr. Kwong based in Kilkenny. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, are there misunderstandings about vasectomy? Do men really know what's going on?
They kind of do, in a certain essence. There is a decent amount of information out there regarding vasectomies, especially on the internet. And men who have been in contact with vasectomy.ie have had done their research by the time they've gotten in touch with ourselves.
Mm. Now, basically, it's the severing of the vas deferens, which would deliver sperm into the ejaculate. Isn't that so?
That's correct. So all the vasectomy involves is a bit of plumbing work, which disconnects the pipework and the channel that, as you have so correctly mentioned, brings the sperm to the outside world.
And it doesn't in any way inhibit sexual performance?
No, none whatsoever. So the end product, once we confirm that the vasectomy has been successful and there's no sperm in the ejaculate,
So, why are people choosing to have a vasectomy? Do we have data on that? Oh, we seem to have lost Dr. Kwong. Not sure if we have him back momentarily because we were on a line. But in the meantime, I will want to bring you some reaction we got to the interview with Brian Johnson of AC/DC yesterday. Ah, you've just hit the jackpot. Brian Johnson, the best live band on the planet. My favourite, Back in Black, is one of the best records of all time. Seen them many times in Ireland and at Castle Donington. That's from Derek in Portmarnock, who enjoyed the interview. Another one, enjoying your interview with Brian. So funny, so interesting. Sounds like a down-to-earth guy. I reckon the book will be on my Christmas list too. That's from Siobhan in County Kerry. Wonderful for a Geordie living in Ireland to hear the home accent of Brian Johnson on the radio. It's made my day. Highly amusing interview. All the best. That's from Clarkie, originally from Jarrow, just down the river from Brian. Now, we are rejoined once again by Dr. Justin Kwong. And the kind of people who are inquiring about vasectomies, I mean, more women are doing the research, it would appear. And also the age cohort of those inquiring.
Yes. So generally, the majority of people who wish to go ahead with the vasectomies fall into the age brackets between 30 to 45-year-olds, accounting for approximately 77% of the vasectomies that take place, or three-quarters, if you want to think of it that way. However, what is quite interesting is that approximately 40%, so two out of five people who inquire about vasectomies, the inquiries come from women. And there could be reasons for that in the sense that they are inquiring on behalf of their partners who unfortunately are at work between 9 to 5 Mondays to Fridays. So it's easier for, I suppose, the partners to inquire on their behalfs. However, obviously, we would contact the men to discuss with them regarding the procedure as they're the people that will be going ahead with the procedure itself at the end of the day.
Now, the rationale for having a vasectomy, obviously, it is an effective male contraceptive because someone who's had a vasectomy that has been proven to be effective, in other words, the sperm count is measured after the procedure, several weeks after the procedure. If it has been successful, there is no fertility.
Yes, that's correct.
So therefore, the majority of people looking for vasectomy, is it for that reason as a contraceptive?
More or less so, yes, exactly. So what we, in the cohort of people that have gone through having vasectomies with vasectomy.ie, approximately 85% have done so because they are completed with a family, and another, let's say, 5 to 10% have chosen vasectomy because their partners haven't been able to tolerate the current form of contraception that's ongoing. However, there have been a small handful of people who don't have any children, but having had previous discussions between themselves, their partners, have chosen not to have any children, and have chosen for a vasectomy too.
There's one interesting figure. It's tiny, 1%, but 1% underwent a vasectomy without telling their partner.
Yes. While we, I suppose, try to persuade everyone to contact ourselves to discuss it with their partners. At the end of the day, it is a procedure that, you know, the only person that can give consent is the person getting the procedure themselves. So we would generally tend to persuade people to discuss that prior to, you know, coming along to get the vasectomy done, just to make sure that everything is above board and everyone's on the same page.
Now, clearly, you can pay for a vasectomy privately, but many people, given that so much free contraception is now available to women, many people would like to get it done on the medical card. Is that possible, or is it a postcode lottery?
There is an element of a postcode lottery in the sense that depending where in the country you live, there is a vasectomy contract for each CHO area that's governed by the HSC and a medical card. And unfortunately, for each area in the country, there is a different, I suppose, budget dedicated to vasectomies. So unfortunately, in some cases, this budget may run dry within 1 or 2 months at the start of the year. So some person living in one section of the country may not have access compared to someone else living in a different section of the country.
Yeah, you'd wonder about the equality and fairness of all of that, because if you end up having a child that you didn't intend to have because the budget, as you put it, ran dry in the HSE area, you've got a very expensive undertaking for the next 18 to 23 years ahead of you.
Oh, completely. I think several years ago, there was a study that found like raising a child from 0 to 18, I believe, was in the regions of between 100, 120,000 euros.
Mm-hmm. So that might be the consequence of not getting the vasectomy. By the way, our listeners, where can they find all the information on vasectomy?
So with regards to with ourselves anyway, if they were to literally open up their internet web browser, Google or whichever they use, and were to type in vasectomy.ie, they would be brought up to our website with all the information. However, you know, just even typing vasectomy, Ireland or vasectomy in whichever county they're in, it would bring them to the, you know, subsequent website of their local vasectomy provider, hopefully.
Very good. Dr. Justin Kwong, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.